Good morning, beloved. Today we are praying for the small but very prosperous country of Luxembourg. And our prayer comes from the book of Daniel, chapter 9, where we read, "Then I turned my face to the Lord God, seeking him by prayer and pleas for mercy with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord, my God, and made confession, saying, O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and done wrong and acted wickedly and rebelled, turning aside from your commandments and rules. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. To you, O Lord, belong righteousness, but to us open shame. As at this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel, those who are near and those who are far away, in all the lands to which you have driven them, because of the treachery that they have committed against you. To us, O Lord, belongs open shame, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him. We have now obeyed the voice of the Lord our God by walking in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets." And then later on, we read this: "O Lord, according to your righteous acts, let your anger and your wrath turn away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy hill, because of our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and your people have become a byword among all those who are around us. Now, therefore, our God, listen to the prayer of your servant and to his pleas for mercy. For your own sake, O Lord, make your face to shine upon your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolation and the city that is called by your name. For we do not present our pleas before you because of our righteousness, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, pay attention and act. Delay not for your own sake, O my God, because of your city and your people who are called by your name." God, we pray that you would, in your mercy, refresh and renew the people of Luxembourg with the truths that have been celebrated throughout that area for centuries. We pray that churches would be revived in their repentance. But above all, we pray that Jesus Christ would be named on the lips of men and women and children, and that they would be able to say that they do have a great righteousness, and it's in Christ. That they do know that they are great sinners, but there's a greater mercy. And we ask that all this would resound to the glory of the one who reigns above, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we ask that the country of Luxembourg would experience the joy of being filled with the Holy Ghost forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day, beloved. Bye.